We are moving forward, though, and universal soil classification, the actual classification is just one component of what the working group is trying to do, and we'll get into a little bit more of what our total tasks are here in a minute. We did have a meeting, and Philip mentioned this earlier, in May of the working group, and Philip Owens hosted this at Purdue University. I believe the entire working group was present, and we had a five-day meeting, which was over a weekend. So it was quite a rigorous session, and I think we actually made a lot of progress. There's still a lot of work to be done on this, obviously. One of the things I want to mention that came out of the working group session was a proposal for a universal soil classification system. And this was made by the NRCS Soil Survey Director, Mike Golden, made the offer that soil taxonomy could be defaulted into the universal soil classification system. Now, that's a very generous offer, and it brings the institution of NRCS behind it to actually support it. I don't think that the working group is quite ready to accept soil taxonomy as the universal soil classification at this point in time, but that is under consideration. So we do have that proposal for a universal soil classification system. So I've got a nice quote here, and I'm going to read this, and I apologize for that, but I think it really puts some meaning into what we're trying to do here. And this is a quote from Guy Smith from the Guy Smith interviews. A soil classification system should be dynamic in the sense that it should be continuously used and the process continuously tested. You must remember that classification is the creation of man as a reflection of the state of knowledge at the time and the uses that were intended at that time. Both of these may and will change, and the system should be able to accommodate these changes. If not, it becomes decadent. And I think that's probably a pretty good mantra for the working group. I mean, we're looking at, you know, all kinds of new data, all kinds of new technology, all kinds of new processes and theories to be used in a classification system. So we're trying to work on a vision. And we came up with this, and this is probably going to be modified some, but it's to use the most up-to-date information, data, and technology to enhance soil classification. And you'll see I have the enhance word highlighted here a bit. And that's to remind myself that we're not starting from scratch with the Universal Soil Classification System. We're using all the information, you know, throughout the international community to build this. So all of the good concepts that have been built over time are going to be used as a basis for the new system. So our mission is to work with all sectors of the soil science community to improve soil classification tools. And again, the working group is working on more than just a classification system. And really, this is probably one of the biggest challenges, and to try and understand how we get information from all sectors of the community, because it's there's a lot of people interested in this, and it's a big world, and trying to get everyone's input is not an easy thing. So that's something we're struggling with, and you know, we'll have to work on that over time. So I could talk a lot about the history of the working group and how this all came about, but I'm not going to take the time for that. I will say that it really started in earnest in September of 2009 at a conference in Hungary that Erica Michelli hosted. And a lot has happened since that time, and we do have a document that kind of puts all it together. It is on our website, so if you're interested in seeing the real detailed history of the working group and where we've been, you can download that document. And I've got our website highlighted here, and you don't have to remember that, but if you do Google Universal Soil Classification, it comes up pretty high on the list there. So I do encourage you to look at the website, though, because we are building this website, and it's going to be in a constant state of change and flux, so that there'll be new information all the time. So just one more piece about the actual history. We were confirmed, I guess, as a working group last in the World Congress of Soil Science in Brisbane in August of 2010, and from the notes, they said that the working group on a universal soil classification was agreed with a time limit of 8 years in 2018, review of progress towards the agreed classification system after 4 years, and an interim report in 2012. So that's kind of our timeline, you know, from the council. So this is a fairly busy slide. I think it's pretty important. These are the members of the core working group. And I think I'm going to go through each one of these just so you can see the makeup of the group. I will say there was some, this was a bit controversial coming up with this group. And obviously any number of individuals sitting in this room could have sat on this committee. We put this group together, again, based on their spatial distribution. We wanted to have all parts of the world covered. And we also gave some thought to individuals and how they might work together. So, this is the group that Eric and I came up with, and I think we did a pretty good job. We have a fairly good group, and they seem to be pretty well bonded together already. That said, and I mentioned this earlier, we are really making an effort to reach out to the rest of the international community, and one of the objectives of these people is to take what we're talking about and we're proposing back to their individual countries, their individual regions, and try and reach out to people that are interested in this information to get feedback to the core group. So again, let me just quickly go through. I'm John Hempel is the I'm the chair of the group. Erica Michelli is the co-chair. Alex McBratney represents the University of Sydney from Australia. Alfred Hardemink, now with University of Wisconsin-Madison. Ben Harms represents Australia. Curtis Monger from New Mexico State University. Gan-Ling Zhang from the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Umberto Santos from Embrapa Solos. John Galbraith, Virginia Tech University. Luca Montanarella, he's at the Joint Research Center with the European Union. Lucia Anjos is with Federal University, and it's in Brazil. Method Kilasaro, Faculty of Agriculture from Tanzania, which is in Africa. Michael Golden, Director of the Soil Survey Division. Peter Schad from Germany. Pavel Krasilnikov from Russia, excuse me. Philip Owens and Sergei Goryakin from Russia. So, you know, I think we have a pretty well dispersed group, and all these people bring, you know, some good knowledge of soil classification to the working group. So ways forward for universal soil classification. First thing is we've had very positive responses from many sectors of the soil science community. So people are really interested in this process. We have the IUSS backing. Both the Secretary General and his deputy are on the working group. So I think that's really positive. And with a growing interest in soil science and soil science information, I think it's real timely that we're talking about this. I mentioned before, we're not starting from scratch. We're taking what we already know that's been developed over the many years and moving forward from there. And we're also considering needs for the future. So some considerations. There's a lot of discussion about the complexity of soil classification. So we're trying to think about simplifying this a bit. And I've got something to remind me here about soil taxonomy. We have had some feedback from our cooperative soil survey that taxonomy is getting so complex that it's getting difficult to understand and teach. So we have that in mind. We don't want to make something that's so overwhelmingly complex that people can't use it. And so we're looking to widen the user community. And with that, enable others and outside of the soil science community that can actually use soil classification. A lot has been said about the A word, and we're looking at ways to classify different types of anthropogenic concerns. And the other thing that's really getting a lot of attention right now is numeric classification or continuous classification, and there'll be some information about that. So building a framework for moving forward, and that's what the objective of the working group meeting was in May, is to try and build a framework that we could build upon. And I'll go through these really quickly. So we developed task groups, and the task groups are led by a member of the working group. their charge is to develop these groups and bring people in that can help with these different topics and ideas. So the first one is to compare diagnostic criteria from existing systems, compare and contrast, and Erica Michelli. We're talking about determining an appropriate categorical level at which you start a classification, and this is Pavel Krishilnikov. Development of a horizon classification system, Alex McBratney is heading that up. This is where we get into things that other than the classification, we're looking at developing guidelines for field profile descriptions that can be used standardly throughout the international community. Joe Schiretti, who's at the National Soil Survey Center in Lincoln, is heading that up. And trying to compare and compile horizon nomenclature for a standardized nomenclature that can be used throughout the international community. Curtis Monger and Lucia Anjos are heading this one up. We're trying to look at larger groups that define larger user groups than what we have in the current systems, reaching out to other potential users. Luca Montanarella is our chair for that one. The next one is kind of an interesting one. We had a long discussion about developing a common vernacular for the layperson. I guess we're calling it Texas vernacular. John Galbraith is heading that up. Again, trying to reach out to, you know, beyond the soil science community. We're looking at correlation rules for laboratory methods. Alfred Hardemink will be exploring that. We're looking into exploring other diagnostics that are currently used, and Alfred's going to be liaising with other groups on that. Looking to explore other observation methods and techniques, and Alex will be heading us up with that. Philip already talked and gave a good presentation on the moisture and temperature regimes and made some good progress on that already. And then we looked at several different areas of soils that we think that probably don't have enough information to classify in all regions of the world. And again, I'm being very politically correct here, talking about generalized hydromorphic soils, anthropogenic soils, tropical soils, cold soils, salt-affected soils, and acid sulfate soils. So we'll be looking at those and trying to determine where the gaps are in classification. So real quickly, I'm going to talk a little bit about some work that Erica has been doing on the diagnostics task group. And I think Erica will get into this a little bit more in her presentation. But we want to select some diagnostics which are commonly accepted for distinguishing sets of properties of soil classes and provide a numerical evaluation of the concepts, definitions, and criteria for these diagnostics, and hopefully make some conclusions and recommendations for modifying or hopefully simplifying these diagnostic elements. And Erica's been looking at the Moloch Epipedon, and we're talking about trying to simplify this thing. You practically need a law degree to wade through this. And that particular page has 9 diagnostic requirements. 6 of the 9 have sub-requirements. 2 of those 6 have third-level requirements. So it is complex. So we're trying to attempt to simplify these things a bit. So again, this is just a little visual on what kinds of things can be classified currently as Moloch, and maybe some of these can be put into their own category so there's not so much overlap, and maybe try to simplify the whole concept a bit. And this is another example of, again, using a garbage can for different types of different topsoil types that all fall into the Oakrick. And you can see quite a variation. This is something that I think that we definitely need to do some work on parsing these out a bit. So I mentioned numerical classification, and just real quickly, you know, this has been something that's been talked about for a while, and it's gaining some momentum. We have a whole bunch of available data now that we can look at and allocate into numeric systems. And we're actually doing some work on defining measures of taxonomic distance for pedotaxa from WRB and soil taxonomy. And I think that Alex is trying to pull together some classification scheme for looking at horizons using the NRCS database. So in summary, I think we're moving forward. As I said, we have a very cohesive group that's looking at, I think, a pretty decent framework of information. So one of the keys to this is funding. Obviously, there's a bit of research that needs to be done with this, and so we need some funding to actually move forward with that. And I've said this a couple of times, we really need and encourage the input of others in that, and we really need to do some work on how that system of information flows back to the working group on ideas that people have. I need to do some work on further developing the website that I flashed up earlier, and hopefully make that a place where people can get the information about what's going on with the working group. And lastly, we have, I wanted to mention, we have the upcoming IUSS meeting in Lincoln, Nebraska, and that's going to be the week of June 11th. So we certainly encourage everyone that's interested in this topic and other venues of soil classification to consider attending the meeting this next year in June. So with that, I'll stop, and I'm pretty well on time here. If there's any questions, otherwise we'll move forward.